This is a contribution to Paradise Radio by Rasta Robert. Beware of Scientology. They promise you paradise but lead you to hell. Stand up. Sit down. Stand up. Sit down. Stand up. Sit down. Game over. Play again. A country house. Young man with briefcase at the door. The door opened by gray-haired man in blue dressing gown. Yes. I am your local Scientologist. What can I do for you? Drop dead. The door slams. The man totters back to the living room and collapses on the sofa. Begin to know where you are. Get the idea. This is Holland or Belgium or someplace. Fish reread the letter. Your flippant attitude towards Scientology makes you a downstat. Aggressive person. I disconnect from you. Don't ever get on my timelines again. Harry. Fish sucks. Why? I paid for his Scientology courses. The Scientologist, meanwhile, whose name was Red, locked away in a downstat condition. The arc was flowing out of him and he feared the sin of self-invalidation. I must upset myself, he told himself firmly. I'll make a report to ethics. Silver spots boiled in front of his eyes. The words of Ron came back to him. In any kind of emergency, just be there, saying firmly, you are standing in my space. We have no quarrel with a psychiatrist anymore. We've installed the separator. Might come in handy if you ever need to be in two places at the same time. Secure comlines, codes, etc. must be worked out. According to Scientology theory, we are all multiple personalities made up of hundreds of compacted extraterrestrial entities. Scientology seeks to return the Fedon's power by stripping away implants and using drills to heighten extrasensory perception. Generally hundreds of hours of preparation. The Fedon's were gathered on electronic ribbons, packaged together as clusters and given 36 days of implanting, to render them servile, containing a leader, and an alternate leader. This incident is described in the materials as loud snap. Waves of light. Chariot comes out, turns left and right. Cherub comes out. Blows horn, comes close. Shattering series of snaps. Cherub fades back, retreats. Blackness comes tompeting. Anyone who encounters this material without having undertaken Scientology courses up to OT2 will supposedly die from pneumonia. Are we going into apathy and die? Or are we going to revolve? And they revolve, because you can only lie to people so long. Unfortunately, there is always a new cycle of lying. The only way you can control people is to lie to them. And the greatest lie of all is, follow me, and you will be free. Bodies do not matter on internet. That's what they say, anyway. Exterior with full perception out of the body and able to perceive fully. This is the goal of Scientology. Is this why Scientology is on such bad terms with the internet? Because net experience has made the practice of Scientology and their training schemes obsolete. See our training routine. Roleplay drill, which can be practiced to hypnotic excess, leading to hallucinations, euphoria, heightening of color and sound and a feeling of floating. The most famous of these is TR8, where Scientologists shout, stand up, and sit down, at an ashtray. TR1, a drill to make sure you can be heard. TR4, getting questions answered. In the roleplay drill, the Scientologist repeats either the question, do fish swim, or do birds fly, sometimes for hours on end. On internet, nobody knows you're a dot. Just this silly and badly written science fiction tale. Of course Scientology asks their followers massive amounts of money for the privilege of studying the OT levels. The war game. Weapons that change consciousness could call the war game in question. Basically there is only one game and that game is war. Mr. Hubbard says that Scientology is a game where everybody wins. There are no games where everybody wins. It's what games are all about. Winning and losing. His control system must be absolute and worldwide. No mark of a miracle. That's what this revolution is about. End of game. Game over. New game. There are no new games from here to eternity. End of the war game. Two fish swim. Two birds fly. Game over. Play again. Game over. Play again. Game over. Play again. Game over.